Calling all benders and non-benders alike. Jump into the epic world of Avatar with your favorite podcast, Avatar Braving the Elements. Hosted by me, Janet Varney.
And me, Dante Bosco. Each week we'll recap and discuss a new episode.
So come join us and our amazing guests, from creators to cast to superfans, to chat about all things Avatarverse.
It's Fire Nation time. Book of Fire. Let's go. Listen to Avatar Braving the Elements
wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Claremont heads back to the Outback. Mark Millar announces two new books. Werewolf by Night returns in Red Band series. This is Comic Book Club News for April 17, 2024. Crikey! Chris Claremont is headed back to the Australian Outback for a new miniseries set during one of the X-Men's most beloved eras. Titled Wolverine Deep Cut, the mini will focus on where Wolverine went while the rest of the team was being attacked by the Reavers back in the day. Said editor Mark Basso via a press release provided to Comic Book Club, quote, "One of the amazing things about Chris Claremont's work is how rich and multi-layered his X-Men stories have always been. In Uncanny X-Men 246, he had to move Wolverine off stage to get to the plethora of other characters and plot lines he had going. Deep Cut is going to finally step back and show what there just wasn't in time or space to show a Wolverine before he returned in 251 and make good on that title in all senses of the word. And in true Marvel fashion, the story here will stand completely on its own. So if you have no idea what those plots entailed, rest assured you've got a complete adventure in this series. The new series reteams Claremont with artist Edgar Salazar and pits Wolverine against Sabretooth. The first of four issues will hit stores on July 3rd. Yesterday, we brought you the news that Mark Millar was idly considering writing his own Superman comics once the character enters the public domain, despite him essentially not being able to do that. Now, news of two comics he can actually release, Night Club 2 and Prodigy, Slaves of Mars. Both books are sequels to previous series released via his Millarworld label, now through Dark Horse Comics. The former is a book about vampire superheroes. The latter is about the smartest man in the world trying to solve the murder of his father and how it ties to a mysterious NASA program. Said Millar via press release, quote, "We kick this range of Dark Horse books off with Nemesis Rogues Gallery, and now we're ramping up a gear with two big launches this month. Prodigy is my favorite character I've ever created. A combo of Sherlock Holmes, Bruce Wayne, and Indiana Jones just lets me tell a million different stories, and we're all really excited about this one. The first Nightclub series went down great last year, and I'm keen to see what people make of the sequel. The whole run of books from Dark Horse is something we think is really special, and it's off to a great start." Prodigy Slaves of Mars hits stores on August 7, and Nightclub 2 on August 21st, neither of which are this month. Red Band series. It's all the rage at Marvel thanks to the upcoming mature readers Red Band editions of the vampire-themed Blood Hunt. And now another title is getting in on the dirty adult action. Werewolf by Night. Appropriately spinning out of the Blood Hunt one-shot tie-in, the new ongoing series will be written by Jason Liu, with art by Sergio De Villa. It will follow Jack Russell, which I always forget is the hilarious name for Werewolf by Night, as he goes on bloody, adults-only adventures. Said Liu via press release, quote, "I give Jack Russell a taste of the life he wants before the Blood Hunt event rips it away and leaves blood on his hands. His new journey is to find redemption while figuring out his new lycanthropic transformation. No one is safe when the full moon is out, but luckily, Elsa Bloodstone is around to keep him in check. Versus Bloodhunt, which will be released in two different editions, it seems this title will only be released in a red band edition. So get out of here, kids! These are adult comic book werewolf adventures. For adults! The new book will hit stores on August 14. For Comic Book Club News, I'm Alex Zalbin. And I'm really embarrassed about that crikey earlier. My apologies to the continent of Australia. Got tips or stories you'd like us to cover? Email us at comicbookclublive@gmail.com. For more comic book news, reviews, and interviews, check out comicbookclublive.com. Listen early and ad-free on patreon.com/comicbookclub.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.